This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
China said today that its economic growth came in lower than expected last quarter, 7.7%, compared with an expectation of 8%. India said today that its inflation has fallen to a 40-month low. The question is, do either or both of these things help explain a 10% drop in the price of gold since Friday? Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
After a dazzling rise to $1,900 an ounce, the yellow metal has clearly lost its luster. The price of bullion has slumped by 10% since the end of last week. Metals analyst Rupert Nathan says speculators are scrambling to cash in their chips.
That's an inevitable outcome of something that it's had a very solid rise. A lot of this money that's got into gold on the way up is now coming out.
Gold was driven up by fears that money printing by central banks would fuel a big burst of global inflation, but China's slowing growth rate suggests otherwise. A falling price of gold might suggest those inflationary fears are abating.
Perhaps, just perhaps, things are not as bad as some would have us believe.
But while he thinks the price of bullion could have further to fall, he doesn't believe it'll fall through the floor. Japan's just embarked on a major round of money printing, and there's enough political tension over North Korea to underpin bullion as the ultimate safe haven. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.